gather round, children, and I'll tell you the story of Dr. Daddy-O and all of his glory. It was long ago down in New Orleans, the hippest of Hepcats came on the scene. So listen here if you want to know about the baddest rapper that ever was on the radio. It was late one night back in 49, WJBW was playing the Duke, Louis Jordan, and Billy Eckstein. So I called up the jock and said, "For a guy so fair, you play some pretty righteous stuff on the air. But if you really want to score with the hip folks out there, what you need is a DJ like me, who ain't no square." He said, "Come on down to the station. Let's check each other out. I want to find out what this jive talk and zoot suit stuff is all about." So next day, I put on my very best double-breasted shark skin suit and two-tone wingtip shoes and walked down to the studio, hoping to be the first black man on American radio. He looked at me once, he looked at me twice. Then he just up and said outright, "You seem to be pretty smart, dude. You seem to be on the case. Just put yourself in my shoes. They'll shoot me if I put you on the air, shouting about those good jumping rhythm and blues. We want someone like you who knows how to talk. But if I put you on air, we'll all have to take a walk." Well, even though the situation was beginning to stink, this was 1949, so I started to think. I say to this dude with the wavy blonde hair, "I got a great idea. You be Papa Stapa, the jivest, wellness, gonest cat on the air. Since ain't nobody gonna see me anyhow, you do the talking, I'll show you how." See, what most people didn't know was all this Stapa Cat's jive was being written by me, Dr. Daddy-O, to make your show go. Well, this ruse went on for a couple of weeks. All that time, I was dying to speak, when one day, Papa Stapa took sick. That's when old Daddy-O grabbed a stick. I was laying out my line of heavy jive, coming on strong, when the phone started ringing and all the red lights came on. Next thing I knew, would you believe it? Your main man, me, Daddy-O, got his own radio show. And that was the beginning of Dr. Daddy-O, the great granddaddy of rhythm and blues on American radio. So, next time you hear Fats, Smiley, or Roy Goodrockin' Brown, remember, it was Daddy-O who started all those platters going round and round. And every time you hear something fresh on the box, remember, folks, it was yours truly, Dr. Daddy-O, who opened up the locks on everybody's rolling jukebox. Every time you hear a pumping piano and wailing sax, remember, it was me who started playing those stacks of hot wax. Good night, all you have cats and kittens. Signing off for now from the Crescent City, the jumpinest, the jivinest cat on radio. I mean, yours truly, in person, live, the one and only, yours for the asking, Dr. Daddy-O.